The entire human family is in the midst of very difficult times with this pandemic that's affecting the health of so many people. And one of the things that we have to come to appreciate is that when we hear the various statistics of how many people have died from this virus and have contracted it, it doesn't just involve them, but it involves their entire families and their community. Every individual number of person who is affected by this pandemic represents a whole group of people who are being weighed down and touched very painfully by this pandemic. And it has affected so many people in this regard, their health, their manner of life. It's affected our outlook on life, and there's no small amount of fear that's really present in the lives of every one of us because of our difficult times. One of my brother priests, Father Sam Medley, posted recently on his Facebook this sort of warning that really comes from the best practices in the spiritual life. And he talked about how this pandemic is causing a real weight to bear upon the hearts and minds of so many people in the entire human family. And he cautioned us about making any big life decisions in this time of the pandemic. And he said something like, whatever decision we're going to make about ourselves, any judgment we make about ourselves, or about others, about our relationships, or any decision we make that's going to be a big one, it's probably going to be wrong. And we should hold off on making any big, huge decision at the time of this pandemic, because all of us are weighed down by things that we're not really used to. We're not accustomed to living in a sort of global situation where the future is uncertain and this future can be fearful. And this pandemic has caused us to have a sort of global depression that's affecting so many of us. And we may not even know it, but it's really there. Now, at the same time, in the life of the church, which is also being affected institutionally, the church is being affected very negatively by this coronavirus. We've heard so many stories of the economic state of the world also affecting the church, impacting it very negatively, stories of the churches being closed and all kinds of trouble that we're not sure of. Well, in the very heart of the church, in its interior life, we are in the midst of what we call the Easter season, where it's a time where we think about intensely with a sort of chosen focus upon the resurrection of Jesus, upon his glory, his resurrection, his ascension, and the power of his new life in eternity. And in the liturgy of the church, which we don't really have right now, is the phrase Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And that word calls us to stay connected mentally or spiritually to the resurrection of Christ, to be focused on his many victories over sin, over evil, over suffering, and over death. And the Alleluia spirit of the Easter season teaches us that the many victories of the Lord Jesus should affect us deeply. Every year we go to the Easter season, it's like a sort of spiritual renewal. It's like this new retreat that comes to us that renews our entrance into the victories of Jesus. These victories of Christ over sin, evil, suffering, and death should affect us deeply. It should keep us focused on the glory of his resurrection. One of the things I love to do in the Easter season is when I pray the rosary, I meditate only on the glorious mysteries of the rosary every day of the Easter season. And sometimes when I go to a church during the Easter season and I hear people praying the other mysteries of the rosary, the joyful, the luminous, or the sorrowful, I want to tell them, don't do that. Pray the glorious mysteries. But I like to do it because it's kind of something that I feel the apostles would have done also, is after Jesus rose from the dead and ascended to the Father and they got the Holy Spirit, to think about the great gifts of his victories. And our entrance each year into the Easter season should help us to have hope. To have hope. Hope is when we look forward to some goodness in our life. Now, this global pandemic makes it very, very difficult for us to have hope. And there are people in this time who feel in their hearts that they're losing hope. This could be the result of the actual direct involvement with the pandemic, with actually getting that sickness, or someone else suffering or dying from it. It could be the result of the economic hardships they're going through. A lot of people are losing hope. And it seems that this pandemic is making it almost impossible for us to have hope. Hope means that we kind of look forward to good things in our life. For example, we look forward to getting together with our friends. I was on the phone yesterday with a friend of mine who's a mechanic, and he called me up and we were talking about mechanical things, and I was thinking, boy, he's a real good friend of mine, and I would love to get together with him and, you know, just be like old times again. But even this hope of getting together with your friends seems to be frustrated by the pandemic, because we can't really do that as we would ordinarily do. Or we can have the hope of looking forward to something that we enjoy in life. And for me, one of the things I always look forward to is music. I love to go to concerts. And several months ago, I bought tickets to go to 2 concerts by some artists that I really, really love listening to. And I was looking forward to going to the concerts and enjoying the music and the sort of unity that music can bring to people and the sort of lifting up that music does for us. Well, these concerts have been canceled because of the pandemic, so it seems like that little hope of looking forward to some simple good thing that you like to do is thwarted by this illness, this pandemic. And then even when we receive some truly good news, even this pandemic still overshadows that good news. The pandemic and the effects that this pandemic is having upon all of us seem to go against hope, seems to make it impossible for us to have hope. In this dark time, if you tell someone, just have hope, things will work out, it's almost like they don't want to hear that. They'll be like, look what's going on around you. Don't you see what's going on? But you know something, if Jesus Christ is the Lord, and if he truly is risen from the dead, then it means we can still have hope. We can still look forward to something good. Because Jesus, in his resurrection, is showing us how to have real hope, a genuine hope. And what does it mean to hope in Jesus? What does it mean to allow his resurrection, his ascension, and his glory, and all of his victories to give us hope? How do we hope in Jesus? Well, hope in the Lord Jesus makes us see that our relationship to God, to the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is our source of happiness. It's the greatest thing we can experience in our life's journey. Hope in Christ helps us to look forward to what God is doing, to look forward to enjoying this relationship that comes from God's presence in the world. If you look at the book, The Acts of the Apostles, and study the lives of St. Peter and St. Paul and all of their friends and all of the early Christians, one of the things you notice is they have hope. And they go through tremendous hardships. The apostles, they never have it easy in life. They never have a life of stability. They always go somewhere, and then they get hit with something. They get arrested, they get persecuted, they get maligned, they get all kinds of trouble goes against them. But if you read the Acts of the Apostles, you realize they don't even care about that. They couldn't care less about the sufferings and hardships that come to them. The only thing that matters to them is their mission, to bring people to this hope in Jesus Christ. The apostles are really good examples for us because they were always under the threat of something, and they didn't care at all. They just wanted to go about leading people to have hope in the Lord Jesus. You know, St. Paul, sometimes he's a bit of a complainer, and he talks a lot about the various sufferings he had to endure in his mission. But he does that to show us that those things are so tiny compared to his mission of leading people to have hope in Christ. And I think the example of the apostles, especially in the Easter season, helps us to see that we can hope in Jesus even in the midst of difficult times. This hope in Jesus, this looking forward or looking to our relationship to God as the source of our happiness is the thing that will keep us from despair. There's a lot of situations unfolding in people's lives right now very rapidly that they never expected in their experience of the year 2020 that's leading them to despair. But hope in Christ is the thing that can keep people from despair, that can keep us from being broken by the dangers around us. I want to talk about three ways by which we can practice this hope in the Lord Jesus. The first way is to read the Bible, because that book is our book of hope. Maybe you could take this time of the pandemic to read one of the Gospels or read the Acts of the Apostles and see how the spirit of hope in Christ changes people in the midst of whatever darkness they're going through. The second thing is look at your life and really be honest and try to look at ways where you are falling short of living in a way pleasing to God. You know, the Bible says that every one of us has fallen short of the glory of God, so we all can do this. We can look at the Ten Commandments and try to see if there's some sin in our life that we got to get rid of, that we have to turn away from. We don't have to beat ourselves up over our sins. Jesus never wants us to do that. You see in the example of the woman who was caught in adultery, he didn't condemn her, and he didn't have her beat herself up. He just said, look, you got to repent from that sin. Well, if we turn away from sin, that is not really a negative thing. It's something that helps us to see that our relationship to God is the source of our happiness. So try to do that in this time. And then the third thing is pray the rosary. Maybe you don't know how to pray the rosary. Look it up on the internet, how to pray the rosary. I remember years ago I was in a parish and I preached about the rosary, and at the end of the Mass, this very elderly man walked up to me, and he could hardly walk, and he was kind of shuffling on the floor, and he opened up his hand and he showed me these old sets of rosary beads. And he said to me, I was a prisoner in Germany. I was captured by the SS during World War II. And he looked at his rosary, and then he looked intently at me, and he said, this rosary saved my life. And when he said that, I was like, this man is someone that the whole world needs to listen to. He was in the darkness. He had lived in a situation that was probably worse, a lot worse than what we're going through now in the world. And he prayed that rosary every day, and that gave him hope, that enabled him to not be broken by the darkness that was trying to crush him. And so these three simple things are things we can do in this time of the pandemic. Read the Bible, just a little bit each day. I guarantee you, you'll find something in there, a word that will inspire your soul and lift you up. Try to acknowledge your own sins and repent of them and turn back to be closer to God and pray the rosary each day. So brothers and sisters, even though we are in these very, very difficult times, and they could get more difficult, we should try to work very hard on practicing this hope in the Lord Jesus. And when we have this hope in Jesus, we can still, even now, look forward to good things in this life and in the life to come. Jesus has many graces, gifts, and blessings that he can give to us in our living relationship to him. And our hope in him is something that will keep us open to these gifts and blessings. Hope in the Lord Jesus is something that even now will never let us down. God bless you.